Chuck, you were talking off there before we started this game, and you said you never know. That's right. 32 teams. We had four safeties in the early going of this afternoon's games. Several teams, including the Colts, pull one out in the fourth quarter. I guess you can kind of sum it up by saying it's the National Football League.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And we talked before, like you said, you're virtually, it is the unknown. And you prepare, you get the preseason tape, and you go about your business, and you go through the work week. And we knew that there was going to be some things that were going to, you know, transpire during the game. But, again, hats off to our guys. The coaches did an unbelievable job preparing these guys, the players. You know, we talked, Bobby, 60 minutes, all you got, one play at a time, right? Don't judge. And this was just another one of those ball games, and this is what the National Football League is all about. And you don't take anybody for granted, and you just keep playing. You play hard, and when there's a play to be made, when it shows up, make sure that you're there. And that's why we play 60 minutes and give it all we got. But just like I told them, it's going to be the same thing next week, and the week after that, and the week after that. So.
You got a lot of practice last year winning these games in the fourth quarter, so the rally was nothing new. And the way the team did it, Andrew came back. You got two touchdowns on your first two drives. Then got a little dicey for a while, and then when you needed another drive, you got one.
Yeah, and it looked, you know, obviously we wanted to start fast, and the fans were unbelievable. It was as electric. Excuse me, I'm still a little bit shook up over this.
So
deal,
am I.
Bobby. You know, but it was electric out there. It was amazing, and you know, to start the way that we started, and then we kind of hit a low, and they started to hit their stride, and it was a boxing match. There was a lot of sparring going on back and forth, and you know, again, the guys just hung in, and the guys made plays when they had to.
Terrell Pryor is some kind of football player, and he looked it today. But again, when the time came and down inside the shadow of your own goal line, Robert comes up with a huge sack, and then Antoine the interception.
Two huge plays, and he was a nightmare. And credit the Raiders. They came in here with a great plan, and utilized that quarterback much like anybody would. And we knew he was going to be a nightmare, and he was. Both running the read option and scrambling around, and he made plays, and that's why he's a starting quarterback in the National Football League. But at the end of the game, there it was unbelievable to get. You know, we had him pinned in sometimes, and we thought we had him pinned in. But being the athlete that he is, he got out and again made plays. But we made two huge plays, you know, at the end of the game to seal that thing for us.
Dwayne Allen, I don't think he was the only injury today, but the one that jumps out, a hip injury?
Yes. Yeah, it's a hip injury. You know, I think in the third quarter there, he's going down the middle of the field, kind of landed awkwardly on it, tried to come back in, but he was the only guy, and it is a hip injury.
All right. Now. You've got to look at the Terrell Pryors of the league. You're going to face a couple more in the next couple of weeks. You've got Kaepernick and Wilson, but before that, Miami, they're winning this afternoon. Great way to get this season started with a win. I mean, whether it's 21-17 or whether you win 35-0, it's only one at the end of the day. And you haven't been 1-0. We haven't been 1-0 in 4 years, so it's a nice start.
Yeah, we'll take them. They never look at a box score. It just says, you know, win, win and loss, and you got the score there. And we'll take them any way we can get them, you know. And we'll come in tomorrow. We'll look at the tape. We'll learn from it. We'll be better because of it. Again, you go the unknown. You face a guy like that. You face the read option the first week, and that's all anybody's talked about in the offseason, you know, is how you're going to face that. So we're going to be able to go look at that tape and go back to work, make the corrections we need to make, and get ready for the Dolphins.
Chuck, I think you've already answered it, but what did you learn, if anything, new about your football team this afternoon?
Well, character is everything. You know, and when you have a locker room full of guys that have the character and the will to win that they have, they prepare like no other. And again, you talked about it before, last year's experience, all the fourth quarter comebacks, that were led by our quarterback, who just played tremendous today along with Reggie and a bunch of guys. And I think Landry had 15 tackles. It just speaks to the character and the leadership that we have in there. the guys like Reggie and Bethea and Robert Mathis, you know, and Corey Redding and Adam Vinatieri. I can go on and on and on. They take care of all that. And so when you have a group of men and a group of coaches that have one common belief and one common goal, and you know, they'll keep grinding no matter, you know, until that last tick is off the clock, then good things happen like they happen today.
Congratulations, Chuck. I know at least you can breathe deeply for tonight. As you said, back to work tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bob.